speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
That John is called the Gospel of Belief. In John 20, verse 30 and verse 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Despite the evidence to substantiate the claims of Jesus, such as the testimony of the Father through the signs that were performed by Jesus, and the testimony of the Father through the Scriptures, John records that many did not believe in Jesus. In John 12, verse 37, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Now, in all fairness, those to whom John refers did not have the fullness of evidence presented in the gospel itself. But they had seen some of the signs. Some may have been ignorant of the scriptures and their testimony concerning Jesus. They had yet to be given the witness of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. But even with the fullness of evidence provided in the Gospel of John, many still did not believe in Jesus in those days. And many today do not believe in Jesus. Well, why is it that they did not believe in Jesus then? And why is it that people do not believe in Jesus now? By looking at the things that John mentions as to why people did not believe then, may help someone to believe today. It may help us to understand why many people do not believe. And one reason many failed to believe in Jesus was, first, a lack of spiritual perception. Their focus was on material things. Now, they were impressed by his feeding of the 5,000. We're told in John 6, verse 14 and 15, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force and make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. They wanted to make him their king. They saw in him someone who could meet their material needs. But his discourse on the bread of life caused many, even after seeing the miracle, to leave. In verse 60 of John 6, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And then verse 66, from that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? For he told them to work for the food which endures to everlasting life. He said in John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. So he spoke of himself as the bread of life, and many did not have the spiritual perception to accept that. And sadly, many today do not have that spiritual frame of mind. They're looking for material things. They want the church to provide for their physical needs. They want the church to entertain them. They want the church to provide entertainment and keep their children occupied. Well, if a church offers only the Word of God to make them disciples, which is the primary mission of the church, many will look elsewhere. But in 1 Timothy 3:15, Paul said, if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. He said in Matthew 28, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So when a group of people or individuals are looking for entertainment, they're looking for their physical needs to be met. and they find a church that's only preaching and teaching and practicing the pure Word of God, sadly, they look elsewhere to find the church of their choice. Yet Jesus taught His disciples that the place of their focus should be, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. To not be content with the physical things, but to look for the spiritual nature of the kingdom. And the Apostle Paul said in Romans 14, verse 17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. When people are looking for the material, they're unwilling to accept the true demands of faith in Jesus. But we also read that many refuse to confess Jesus because of fear or moral cowardice. They were afraid of what others might think. Now, the multitude was afraid of what the Jews might think. And John 7, verse 13, howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. The parents of the man who had been born blind, upon whom a miracle was performed, they had fear of the Jews. I read in John 9, verse 20, 21, and 22. His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he is Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. And some of the rulers were afraid of the Pharisees. In John chapter 12, verse 42 and 43, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. And not only were the disciples afraid, but even Pilate was fearful of what Caesar might think. In John 19, 12 and 13, and from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. Well, here's the multitudes being afraid, the parents of the man that was born blind, rulers afraid of the Pharisees, Pilate fearful that he might be misaligned and misrepresented and called the enemy of Caesar. And many today fear what others might think. They're afraid that their peers, perhaps at work or school, might ridicule them, afraid that their co-workers might ostracize them, afraid of persecution and of being politically incorrect or religiously intolerant. Yet Jesus taught His disciples whom they really ought to fear. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10:28. And fearful of losing acceptance, of being outcast, has made many unwilling to believe in Jesus today. And then a third reason some do not believe in Jesus is a misplaced love. Their love was for the wrong things in Jesus' day. They did not have a love for God. In John 5, 42 and 43, give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. You have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Instead, their love was in such things as the things of darkness, the things of evil that they did not want to give up. John 3:19 and 20 testifies of this. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And there was not only a misplaced love for the wrong things, but the glory of men led some wanting to be praised by men. We noticed earlier, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Verse 43, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Self and material things dominated their thinking. And many today have a misplaced love, a love for family, a love of popularity among friends, a love for wealth, a love for sports, a love for hobbies, a love for immoral lifestyles, which they do not want to give up. And yet Jesus taught his disciples that they should love God with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their mind, and love their neighbor as self. This misplaced love often blinds a person to the evidence that's capable of producing belief. And then a fourth reason some did not believe in Jesus was the hardened and prejudiced hearts that they had. Many were blinded by prejudice. Jesus in John 9 accused the Pharisees of being hardened by their traditions and putting their traditions above the commandments of God. They were hardened in their prejudices, that they were willing to kill Jesus in spite of the miracles that had been performed in John 11. They were even willing to kill Lazarus because he had been resurrected from the grave, and they didn't want this testimony around. Sadly, many are hardened by their prejudice today. Their prejudice for their traditions, prejudice for their creeds, their church manuals, their denominations, prejudice for their beliefs that justify their lifestyles, make them unwilling to study the Bible to see whether those cherished prejudices are true. And Jesus warned about the dangers of a hard heart. He warned about having blind eyes. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. My friend, is one of these things keeping you from believing in Christ and submitting to Him?